please.
See if you can get Senator Dick Russell for me.
Thank you, sir.
Who wrote?
I did.
Where'd you get your bases from?
Got it from Burt Marshall and from Lee White.
Just talking to you, or they prepared
stuff? No, sir. I got paper. The facts are on the paper there. Essentially, this is what Marshall is saying. And then Lee White went over this again. I asked him, should we let Burt Marshall see it again? He said, no need to. This is
I'm going to pass the Civil Rights Bill. Nothing has happened to deter us from that court. And the justice needs to make that certain. Think we are?
Isn't that a true statement?
I don't know. Well, we thought we were going to pass agriculture.
Well, you said this. You said this in UAW and construction and everything else.
Senator Russell, Mr. President.
Dick.
Yes, sir.
How are you feeling?
Well, I hope you are.
Oh, I've got a railroad strike on my hands.
Yeah, I don't. That's trouble.
I'm going to call them over here tonight and tell them to take 20 more days and get together. And if they don't, I'm going to ask Congress to make them arbitrated. Congress pass a law and make them arbitrated.
I'll have to get a life out of both of them.
I don't know. They may want it to do that. What I called you about, Jim Eastland suggested to me that I have the head of Cannon Towels down here for a signing swearing-in ceremony. I imagine these Texels are going to get a pretty good rake off this farm bill, and it looks to me like a little delicate matter. And since you're my conscience, I want to get your judgment very confidentially. I never tell anybody I talk to you, but...
I wouldn't invite him, Mr. President.
I'm afraid if I invite those textile manufacturers that it'll just look... It'll emphasize the rake off.
Yeah, of course, in the long run, that bill's going to help the farmer because it'll stop the synthetics. They are eating up the cotton textile in here in this country, but if you invite Cannon, I know him. He's a nice fella, Republican. And don't invite Mac Cheatham and Jones and some of these other leaders. Well, they won't like it.
Well, they think I ought to invite a good many of them, and I'm afraid if I invite them, it'll just emphasize them.
I wouldn't have any of them. You had them down there, and the bill that they wanted is gone through. They ain't going to appreciate it anymore if you're here for the signing. I'd get as many farms as I could in there.
All right, now I told Bob Anderson I wanted you to lay it on the line and talk to him pretty tough about your views on Panama, and he's coming to see you before he has his negotiation.
Well, I don't know that I can help him any, but I'll always be glad to see Bob. He's a fine man.
Well, you can help him a lot, and I want you to, and that's all, and much obliged, and I'll be seeing
you. I don't believe I'd have him. You ain't going to gain a thing on earth by it, and you may lose something by being criticized.
How in the hell are you going to get any farmers in here?
Well, I don't know.
All the farm bureaus against it.
Well, they're not down in my state. You can get fellas like old E.W. Brooks in there. He can bring a parcel of them up here. He can get some actual farmers.
We just whipped the living hell out of your friend Charlie Halleck, and we had to do it with Yankee.
Well, you did a great job. That was a tremendous job to get that bill through. Of course, I guess you could have done that and been for that food bill, food stamp, but...
I stayed on the phone till midnight, and I polaced, and I'd change people like Edna Kelly and Hugh Carey and your friend Adam Clayton Powell. I just made it a Democratic issue.
Well, it'll help their people. That's a consumer bill as well as helping the cotton mills. It's going to help the consumers as well as the cotton mills.
You think the price of cotton goods will go down any since they get 8.5 cents a pound off?
Yeah, they ought to. They ought to. They won't right away, of course. It'll take some time for this new cotton to reach the market, but this new bought cotton. But I do think it'll help the consumers eventually. It's going to get them a lot better quality of stuff. And, I can't understand how you could gain anything by getting those cotton mill people in here to the sign.
Well, Jim Eastland just wanted it. Now, the governor of Mississippi wants to come up here and see me, and I think that'll just cause a lot of talk about my trading out and selling out and everything else. But they tell me that every family down there is buying a gun, and every Negro family's got a gun. And that they're going to be the damnedest shootings you ever saw on registration, and they're sending them in by buses and hundreds from all over the country to help them register, and they're going to try to get them all registered in Mississippi, and there's going to be a bunch of killing. Now, what do you think about my having the governor in here? Jim Eastland, John Stennis both say I think I ought to see him.
I think you'd have to see any governor of any state of the Union that asked to see
him. I told him I'd do that if he insisted.
I don't know of any reason why you ought to invite him, but if he says he wants to see you, I think you'd have to see any governor.
I told them that, but I didn't told him I didn't think he's wise. I think he'll just put me under attack that I'm conniving with the governor of Mississippi and going to try to trade out, and there'll be some more compromise talk.
Well, I don't know. Johnson is a big improvement.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And I think maybe I'd like to meet him. I talked to the governor of Louisiana this morning. He's a pretty reasonable fellow.
I don't know why you couldn't talk to him over the telephone. What is he?
That's what I suggested to him.
What is it he wants to see you about?
Oh, I don't know. I just think it'll cause a hell of a lot of publicity. That's what I think.
Well, I think I'd defer it till after this fight's over. But good.
How long is it going to be?
Well, we ought to get on about the middle of June.
Oh, Dick, now, you're not going to keep a marriage till June.
Well, why not?
Well, because I got a lot of... Say, by the way, I cut this foreign aid from $4.9 billion to $3.4 billion, and somebody said you said that is too damn much.
Well, of course, I ain't going to be exactly pleased with the foreign aid. I've been voting against the whole thing, but I commended you most highly for that. I said, I think this is the finest job that's been done on foreign aid by any chief executive since the program was instituted.
Well, Russ came in here yesterday, he and McNamara, and both jumped on me and said that the more I cut it, the more hell I got. And some of them was quoting you, saying that...
Well, they didn't quote me on that now, but I commended you most highly. I said, I don't doubt for what this more can be taken out of, but this is
a fine job that's
been done by any president since we've had this program.
All right.
That's what I said.
You know anything else?
No.
Did you see Walter Lippmann last night?
Yeah.
I thought he's wonderful.
I just wondered what it cost you. God, I know old A.W. Martin signed up as a deed to that damn television station down there. It's Lippmann Station now.
Well, now, I want to ask you about that. They're demanding we sell it.
Oh, I wouldn't do it.
I've got it in trust, and they can't pay us any dividends, can't pay us anything, and I don't own a share of it anyway, but now they're demanding my little minor children have to sell it because
who's
I'm president.
Who's demanding?
Well, just...
It ain't anybody but Johnson demanding it.
No, a Republican.
I wouldn't pay attention to him at all.
U.S. News and World Report are demanding I give them a financial statement. I don't mind it. All I've got is some ranch land, 6,000-7,000 acres. It may be worth $10 to $50 an acre, and that television station and some municipal bond. But I thought I'd tell them that...
Not a damn bit. I don't think it's any elected officer. I don't see where any elected officer's got to make any statement about his business interest. That's a matter between him and the electorate. It ain't any... And as far as him having to give out a statement every month or two, it's just foolishness.
Well, I thought that I'd tell them if they'd get one from Rockefeller and one from Scranton and one from Bobby Kennedy and all of them, I wouldn't hesitate.
No, I'd just sit tight and wouldn't say anything on it right now. I wouldn't say anything on it at all. They don't have Republicans get nominated. Well, just ain't any sense in it anyhow. No need of it. It's just plumb foolishness. I wouldn't do it at all. I'm not going to vote for the senators to do it. Though I could stand it better than anybody in the Senate.
Yeah, I remember you sold out your stuff before I became president. You got out of the market when I was in our
case. I'd be an object of pity. Well, I didn't have $19,000 worth, but I did sell that. So I can afford to give make mine public better than anybody, but I just resent the invitation that everybody's in elected offices, damn count. You got to get a report from him every week, see what he's doing, what he's stole lately.
You know, the other Sunday when I tried to get you and you wouldn't answer your phone up to your office, that was when I had McNamara and Walter Lippmann over to see me.
Yeah.
And I got two speeches out of it. Bill Fulbright made his and Walter Lippmann made his.
Well, I thought Lippmann did a tremendous job for you.
What do you think about McNamara?
I'm for McNamara.
Think you could nominate a Republican vice president?
I think it'd help. Hell, he never has been enough for any party to hurt.
He got a lot of checks that he gave the Republicans.
Well?
Trying to satisfy Henry Ford. He plays on the team.
I wouldn't be the least bit whippoed about that. Hell, Eisenhower wasn't. What was he?
I told him to come see you about that LeMay thing. Did he talk to you about that?
He talked to me about it.
I think that's a pretty good solution. I thought he was acting a little too fast there.
Well, I guess that's all right. That's all right. It's about as good a solution as you can get, I reckon.
You feeling all right?
Pretty good. I've had a little cold the last few days.
What about your coughing?
Well, it breaks out and I have a cold.
You still smoking?
Oh, hell, I haven't smoked 5 years and 7 months.
All right. Okay. Well, goodbye, and I love you.
I'll see you, Chief.
Goodbye.